Sarah. I just want to check this. Okay, test, test, 1, 2. Can you please?
Test, test, 1, 2.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to just give that a brief pause, and then we'll just jump right on in, okay? So, okay, actually, beforehand, how do you say your name for me? I want to make sure I say it correctly on here.
Sister Carol Beckerman.
Carol Beckerman, okay. Just want to make sure. All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. I'm here today this morning with Sister Carol Beckerman. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, that is just wonderful. So I'm really happy I have you here in the office today. Recently, the Illinois News Connection released a new study showing how food insecurity numbers remain high in the state. I know that 13% of Illinois residents are living below the poverty line, which is very unfortunate. How would you say that kind of percentage verifies here in our local area?
We have seen a large increase as the years have gone on. Every year it creeps up a little bit more and a little bit more of those who come to our food pantry and our mobile food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we served about 27,000 people. Wow. Who have come through our pantry and mobile food pantry. And we would expect about the same at the end of this fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's food insecurity affects mostly, I would say, children.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of children in poverty is also creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
And seniors, because they are Social Security, little retirement, and things like that. So we see a lot of seniors. Right. And we see a lot of course, people with children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is extremely unfortunate to hear. I mean, we never want to hear about children, especially. With all that being said, I know that whenever the Illinois Hunger Coalition actually came out with this information, they saw that 512,000 of them were children. So, I mean, just to hear that those numbers are kids even in this zone area is very eye-opening. What do you feel that here in the local community your organization is doing to combat that?
Well, what we do is we help people with food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to give them nutritious food also. So it's a double thing, looking toward their health as well as just the need of food. Mm-hmm. You know, for sustenance. And we work with St. Anthony, and every family who comes through, people can come once a month. We are there to help in an emergency. We are not there to supply a month's worth of food for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
With the help of St. Anthony, we are able to give them a gallon of milk a month.
Mm-hmm.
St. Anthony Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And also we help with extra food from our four people who are diabetic, who have heart disease, and give them some healthy choice food. Which also is more expensive, and that also is underwritten by St. Anthony Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, we have many people who donate food to us.
Mm-hmm.
We have organizations that help with us. We have the Feeding America program. Mm-hmm. Which really Walmart gives a lot of food that we would not necessarily purchase because it would be too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a, let's say, a supplement of food out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to purchase quite a bit of food.
Right.
We also are able to, let's say, direct people to other sources of food.
Mm-hmm.
In the area, we have a lot of people who donate produce.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly during the summer when their gardens are overachieving.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of tomatoes or lots of zucchini and things like this. People also are very generous. Those are things we would not necessarily buy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, because it just would be too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of very generous people. We have a lot of resources. We go to the Central Illinois Food Bank and the Midwest Illinois Food Bank, and we get food from the food banks also.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some businesses in the area that give us extra food.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the businesses in the food industry.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is wonderful to hear. It's great to see that you guys are getting so much help when it comes to donations. How much would you say you have to spend every year in order to be able to supplement the other side of it?